all you brave grad students, come and listen to my tale about a fine young man. I knew him fairly well. Well, he had a dream to teach at a university, but his advisor broke him down and destroyed that dream. But the system broke him down and destroyed that dream. I think Fred had come from Utah, but of that I am not sure. He'd left behind his lady love for grad school to endure, and he gave himself completely for to get his PhD. He was a model for us all, his grad school colleagues. He was a model for us all, who were his grad school colleagues. Well, Freddie had a goofy laugh, and he was great at comedy. He emceed the Christmas party about as well as Johnny C. And with his meager stipend, he built his library. He was always generous with his time to help the likes of me. And he was always generous with his time to help the likes of me. Our advisor was a little man, Stuart Small, who stood only 5'3", but he aspired to be a giant, a heavyweight in academe. He hoped that through his students he would really carve a name. His empire would be built upon all our sweat and pain. His empire would be built upon all our sweat and pain. Now Stu had given Fred a thesis project much too large, mapping the glacial history of two huge national parks. So all summer he'd go slogging through the mud and wind and rain. But the glaciers there had carved so deep, they left nary a moraine. The glaciers there had carved so deep, they left nary a moraine. So Stu gave Fred some other tasks, his meager story to augment. He said, build me a laboratory for analysis of pollen. Then set yet up another lab for a new dating method then. I believe it's called amino acid racemization. Whatever that is, it's the latest thing. Amino acid racemization. Well, our hero Fred was game, but he was no Hercules. Seems no labor was enough for Stu. Stu, you could not please. And the more old Fred he tried, the more Stu gave him to do. Whoever said that slavery's dead has never been to graduate school. Whoever said that slavery's dead has never been to graduate school. What with all these many labors, starting to say. He hunched over a bit further now, under his eyes appeared sandbags, and his jokes were getting weirder now and full of academic jargonies. Only a few could get them now, and among those few was me. Only a few could understand them now, and among those few was me. Now right about this time, some friends announced they soon would wed. for the best man. Well, they both wanted Fred, but Fred declined to stand for them, saying he had work to do. Andy spent that weekend in the lab doing research for Stu. He spent that weekend in the lab doing research for Stu. After 2 years of steady coursework, assistant teaching and research, it was time to take his candidacy exams, and Fred began to fear the worst, for the failure rate was daunting, 50% they say. So he studied 7 days a week, 12 hours every day. So he studied 7 days a week, 12 hours every day. Well, it happened on a Sunday eve, with the weather brutal cold, as he prepared to leave his office and drive home through the snow. Well, he searched for 15 minutes his car keys for to find. When he finally found them in his hand, well, he knew he lost his mind. And when he finally found them in his hand, he knew he lost his mind. I remember that Christmas party, Fred was drinking all alone. He looked more like an old man now, all hunched up and withdrawn. For it seems his dissertation still refused to gel. And he looked defeated now, his dream had gone to hell. And he looked defeated now, his dream had gone to hell. So after 4 years of servitude, with still no end in sight, old Freddy finally packed it in and lit out in the night. Well, I hear he split for Utah and the girl he'd left behind. Well, I hope she took him back, and I hope he found his mind. And I hope she took him back, and I hope he found his mind. Well, as for me, I stuck it out, finally got my PhD. But by the time I finished up, I felt nearly 93. And soon I found a teaching job at a university. Though I made a bit more money now, I found myself less free. Like a turbo running on a wheel, racing nowhere constantly. And now I had to learn again that surviving here is rough. 'Cause no matter how much you do, seems it never is enough. For here we're all expendable, and here it's understood, the best are workaholics, and the worst ones are dead wood. The best are workaholics, and the worst ones are dead wood. So looking back these 20 years, I've been in academe. I wonder who was the lucky one? Was it Fred or was it me? Well, Freddy lost those 4 long years while he was in his prime. I've been jumping hoops for 20 years, and that's a hell of a long time. I've been jumping hoops for 20 years, been a hell of a time. Well, friends, there are some lessons here I hope you all will heed. Never give your whole life and soul to a university, for the system system, it will suck you dry and numb you by degrees. Someday you might wind up like Fred is to me. Someday you might wind up like Fred is to me.